Stella. I find I've been holding my breath, afraid I'll miss some important piece of information. I exhale heavily now as my mind whirs through the possibilities, pictures of different kinds of pies flashing before my eyes like the images on a slot machine. I rush to my designated lilac-colored refrigerator and look over the fresh produce stacked on the shelf. I could do cherry. Is a cherry pie too obvious, though? I wonder about giving it a layer of cheesecake. I discard the idea. I remember trying to bake one in my apartment last summer, and it was a nightmare. There's no way I could get it to set properly. I see a carton stacked with fresh peaches and take them out instead. I'll make it more interesting with a subtle note of fresh thyme. For the savory pie, my mind immediately sees a quiche. I'll make it with goat cheese and figs, like Zeynep did in season 5, but I'll mix up some za'atar spice and top it with a drizzle of spicy honey to finish. I can't believe that I'm here another day in the Bake Week tent with Betsy Martin. Every time she walks past me, I want to reach out and hug her to tell her how much she's meant to me. Before I arrived here, I always liked to imagine that we were actual friends. Now I play out a short fantasy in which Betsy invites me into the East Wing to have a drink and congratulate me on winning Bake Week. "What will you call your cookbook?" I imagine her asking as we clink champagne glasses. "Whatever you want to do in your career, Stella, I am here to support you, to help you achieve those dreams." I shake myself out of it. Focus, focus. I need to make these pies if I want to get anywhere with Betsy. It's hard, though, when there are so many distractions everywhere. For example, the camera operator who is currently filming Gerald. I wonder what his story is. I noticed him yesterday. He is distractingly handsome, broad-shouldered, and kind of rugged in his flannel shirt. He most definitely plays music in his free time. Drums. He looks exactly like the kind of guy I would have dated a few years ago. Back when I was dating. He pulls his head up from the camera and glances my way. His eyes rest on me for a beat, and a small thrill shoots through me. He's not flirting with you, Stella. He's doing his job. I have got to pull myself together. I grab some ice from the freezer and bring it back to my station, where I mix up flour, salt, and a pinch of sugar and begin combining it with cold butter. There are many ways to make a pie crust, and every baker will tell you that theirs is the best, if they tell you. I'm not someone who has been baking long enough to have that kind of possessiveness of recipes. I just use one that I found online and adapt it ever so slightly. I make enough for two pies, mixing the dry ingredients with the butter using a pastry cutter. I work the mixture until there's no dry flour left in the bowl. To that, I add ice water a tablespoon at a time until I can pinch the dough in sticky pieces. I run the dough back to the fridge to chill. I slice my peaches, adding them to a pan on the stovetop with sugar, cinnamon, and a squeeze of lemon juice. I turn it on to low heat, simmering to make my filling. Then I sprinkle flour across my table and roll the cool dough out into sheets, returning it to my refrigerator. With the hard part done, I glance around at the others. I know that nothing good will come from comparing myself to them, but it is impossible not to when you're in this tent. Some evil part of you is praying that anyone other than you will have a disaster that will make sure you stay in the running. But looking around at the other four, I see nothing but irritating perfection. Pradyumna is shaking toasted spices over his crust, then working them into the dough with a rolling pin. Hannah is creating two different doughs for one pie, the first a rich chocolate brown flavored with cocoa powder and a tiny pinch of cayenne. Archie had said two different pies, not two different crusts. I'm pissed at myself that I didn't come up with something more interesting. When they said to be creative, I was focusing on all the other components. But a few hours from now, Betsy might be saying my crusts are too basic. I think back to an episode from season 3 when a sweet postal worker named Dave made a batch of tiny cookies flavored only with butter. They were plain to look at, undecorated, aside from a sprinkling of coarse sugar. But the flavors were so divine that Betsy went in for a second. It's part of Bake Week lore that if Betsy Martin goes back in for a second taste of something, it means you've created something truly transcendent. I would kill to have Betsy take a second bite of something I made. I go to the fridge and remove my crusts, carefully unfolding them on top of a pair of pie dishes. They feel drier than I'd like them to be. As I push the first one down, pressing it into the sides of the pan, Betsy descends on my baking table. The lenses hover above her shoulders. I swallow, trying to fight the tightness that has suddenly gripped my throat. She watches me, a kindly smile frozen on her face. What can you tell me about your pies today? I try to focus on talking to her, but I notice my crust has crumbled a bit around the edges. It's a bad sign that its texture will be off. I see her take note of it, her mouth flinching downward. I find myself grasping for words. My sweet pie is... peach. I see. Anything else you want to tell us about it? She looks at me expectantly. Yes. Sorry. I laugh nervously and try to regain my confidence for the cameras, even though inside, I'm feeling insanely fragile and calculating how I can fix the shitty crust, or hide it. The peaches are being reduced. They are seasoned with sugar and thyme. I'll dot the top with a sweet ricotta after baking. Betsy nods approvingly, and my body goes weak with relief. She turns to move along, and then stops short. She pivots back toward me and sniffs the air. It smells a bit burnt, if I'm being honest, she says, lowering her eyes to my pan of peaches, bubbling frantically on the stovetop. Oh no, I thought I'd turned it off. With a sinking feeling, I look down at my burner, which is now cranked up to the highest setting. I distinctly remember switching that burner off, but I must not have turned the knob all the way down and instead locked it on high. I quickly turn it off and inspect the damage, pulling the top layer of peaches away with a wooden spoon. They've scalded, and charred peach slices are stuck to the bottom of the pan in blackened lumps. There's no saving this. That burnt flavor will have tainted the whole pot. What a stupid, stupid mistake. I can feel my eyes prick with tears. Good luck, Betsy says, patting my shoulder for just a moment as she moves away from my baking table. I am rooted to the spot. Betsy Martin touched me. The thrill of it makes me nearly dizzy. Snap out of it, Stella! The camera operator follows me as I rush to my refrigerator, capturing my every move as I prepare to make my filling all over again. But all I can think about is how I can still feel Betsy Martin's hand on my arm. It must be a sign that she thinks I can do this. I can't let her down.